do.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. One of the best days of the entire year, championship week on a Friday. We're live, sports betting capital of the world, biggest sports book that you're ever going to find. Circa Resort and Casino is the spot. Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard with you for the next 3 hours on today's program. As you can imagine, heavy college basketball, Richie Baccalieri in studio in 30 minutes. We'll go over tonight's slate, longtime Vegas odds maker. We'll go over numbers on games for tomorrow, projected matchups as well. Greg Hoops Peterson on the show coming up in 90 minutes, and Bruce Marshall. I like what you called him during the, before the show started, Pauly. He's going to the games out here in Las Vegas, the Big West tonight. You said Big West commissioner.
He is. He loves the league, Bruce knows Marshall. His stuff, goes to all the games. That's right. He loves the Big West. Can't wait till tonight. It's good. What? The epidemic continues of teams cannot close games. What is it? Why can't you take care of a lead?
Well, which game do you have in mind? We've had so many.
I'm talking for 2 weeks. I'm talking in general. Why can't you hold leads?
How did the Clemson game possibly land where it did?
I can't believe it. Number one, it's a disaster for a landing spot. Pick up to two, falls one. Clemson's up 15 with 3 minutes. Falls one.
Couldn't hit their free throws. North Carolina makes every imaginable three-pointer down the stretch.
Yep. George Washington catching 6.5, up 14 at the half. And then they lose by 8, and then they fouled with 1 second left.
Now, how they did not cover that game is just beyond astonishing.
Yep. See, the TCU thing I can understand.
But going over?
Yes, 14 points in the last 18 seconds. I make a three, I foul. I can see it. That I've seen before.
I know, it just sounds hilarious.
I just don't understand 12, 15, and it goes back to last Saturday when Richmond's up 30 and lost the game. Mm-hmm. Fourth time ever that's happened. I don't know why these leads continue to evaporate and teams can't take care of the ball. It happened in the NBA, too. I mean, it's affecting everyone, and nobody's safe. I mean, Golden State blew an 8-point lead with 90 seconds against the god-awful Bulls the other night.
Yep.
So take care of the ball, kids. Make your free throws. They're free.
And one game that just ended, and the other one is starting right now in the SEC. Florida took care of Kentucky. Did not cover, however, and that game went way under the total. And we've been talking about it on this show for a long time, Florida in the second half. They have played three times this year. Kentucky covered all three times in the second half. They are the fly in the ointment to the Gators because they are a second-half machine. And now that game underway, I have a couple of bets in pocket here. I kind of split a unit and put it on Tennessee-Vanderbilt first half under 68.5, and I have the game under 147.5, and that is in the first 90 seconds of the game, Vandy with a 2-1 lead. And I'm also, this goes back to yesterday on the show when the number first opened up in the Big Ten, I'm not going to really even call this a sweat. I'm holding Wisconsin plus 8.5 in pocket. That number was all over the map. Today, earlier this morning, Illinois did as high as 9.5 and then back down to 7.5. Illinois, like almost quite literally, cannot miss in the second half. Before we came on the show, they showed a stat that Illinois was 5-for-5 in the second half. Right after that, they then missed a three, but a big guy down low got the layup for an easy putback. So they cannot miss, and Wisconsin is out there missing layups in this game. So they're down by 13 right now, and I'm not even going to say I'm sweating it out because I have no faith, because the Illini, this is what you get involved with. When I bet on Illinois, they're not good offensively. And when I bet against Illinois, they cannot miss. And this is, what we're seeing today from this team is one of the reasons why they're going to be a 2 seed and one of the reasons why people think they can potentially go on a deep run. Defense is not great. Offensively, they are as good as anybody in the country.
Yep. See if St. Bonnie's can have the magic continue. Big dogs against Dayton. They're down 5 with 6 minutes left. The 13 seed that only won 4 conference games, trying to win 3 in a row. Winner gets St. Louis tomorrow in the semis. Dayton just beat them. Sam Houston leads Kennesaw by 6. Winner plays Louisiana Tech tomorrow in the final. Conference USA. And Tulsa had a good year. And I'll ask Richie Baccalieri coming up, is he concerned about these teams like Tulsa and Wichita and South Florida and even the teams in the Big West and WAC tonight that had a week off and got the byes either into the quarters or into the semis? Maybe as much ado about nothing, but here Tulsa came out flat in North Texas played a game, was up 15-0. And Tulsa had a good year, but they're down 10 early in this game. with 11 minutes left in the first half.
So they're the 3 seed, North Texas the 6. You're right, 24-14 right now, North Texas. And Tulsa's still favored in the game. They're minus 135 on the money line. They're a 1.5-point favorite, minus 120 at DraftKings as well. This show is brought to you by ProfitX. And right now, you can win a free trip worth up to $10,000 during March Madness with King of March. Use the code VSINMM. Also, the decision by the Big 12. Late night last night action, making up their minds. We made a mistake. Yeah, you think? Why would you throw a gimmick out there for the best conference in college basketball and have these kids play on a glass court with LED lights changing on it on a slam dunk? Like inside the three-point line, it looks like a glass was shattering. And advertisements are going all over the court. Players are complaining how slippery it is. The one kid from K-State said their teammate got a migraine, had to go to the bench right away. What was the point of doing that? I was hoping there was going to be a good betting angle, but really nothing really surfaced before they decided to go back and play, you know, on hardwood courts, which has been the the real basketball surface for the last 100 years.
Can't get a universal opinion on anything, but it was on this one. So there was a consensus, and all the coaches said they did the right thing going back to the old floors. So, yeah, live and learn. I know, but that's it was bizarre. But now they're making the change. So we'll see how that impacts the games moving forward.
You have a bet on either of those games tonight?
Yeah, I like Kansas catching a bunch. I think Kansas is live in that game.
That's a big number.
Yep.
What do you think? Arizona's...
And I know everyone's making the revenge angle here for Iowa State, and they've been great in this tournament. But okay, maybe. But they just played and got blasted. So we'll see. But then again, they know Arizona's got a 1 seed in their back pocket already as well.
That's very true.
So tinfoil hat guy checking in. I will point out, tonight in the semis of the Mountain West, San Diego State and Utah State are leaving the conference to go to the new Pac-12. Do they get calls? I'm going to throw that out there.
Well, you are a big conspiracy guy, so I'll buy in for a minute here.
Think there's something in that?
I'll humor you, yeah.
Maybe they don't get calls, and maybe they would love to see a New Mexico-Nevada final because they know Utah State's already in. Same thing applies tonight in Utah Valley with the WAC, Utah Valley. They're leaving the league as well. Now, you could say you're going to get a team in it anyways, and maybe you want Utah Valley, your best team, to represent your conference and maybe win a game. But I think definitely the Mountain West with these teams leaving, with 4 teams left and 2 of them are leaving the league, I'm interested to see what kind of a whistle we have in this game tonight.
Did it apply in the West Coast games with Gonzaga involved?
I would say no, but also Gonzaga is good for business, even though they're leaving, but certainly they're getting a great seed, though, too. But Santa Clara had their chances, and they were game and had the lead in the second half. But that's just something to monitor, too, I think. And note the start time on that second game. Midnight tip on the East Coast. San Diego State and New Mexico.
I like the late-night West Coast action in college hoops for this week, and in general anyway. So give us a couple of games later on that night. I already got the hall pass from Lorraine today.
Good for you.
I didn't even really ask for it. Last night trying to watch games with a little toddler who's going to be 2 years old wasn't exactly easy. And so I just made the executive decision. Yeah, I think I'm going to stay at Circa for the games tonight. You and Bash can hang out or go to your friend's house.
There you go.
What do you think?
It's a great night.
I had to do it. I mean, it had to be. So look at this now. Dayton is they're leading St. Bonnie by 2.
Oh boy.
The Bonnies won't go away. Dayton 59-57 in play. They're 3.5. I wanted to point this out quickly because I know that you have Dayton to win the conference. Yeah. So when St. Louis was getting absolutely throttled today.
I gave up on the game. I said, that's it.
Well,
I did win, lose. I sent it to Luke. I put it next to George Washington. Yeah, winner.
Like,
win some, plus 250 money line.
Yeah, live in play, GW was a monstrous favorite to win the game.
Uh-huh.
So at the time I'm looking around, no sports books, legally speaking, had conference numbers up. Prediction markets, they don't go down for anybody. So I took a little slice of Dayton tailing you at like plus 615.
Yeah.
And now I don't even know if they get out of this round.
Yeah.
The Bonnies and the Woj Bombs as a 13 seed clinging to life here.
Yep. Still 3-1 in play to come back and win. You want to get nuts? Clemson's 15-1 to win the ACC. Seton Hall's 12-1. Oklahoma's 80-1. Tennessee was 13-1 before they tipped off. And those are some big boys that are still out there with the prices in the Mountain West. You know, Nevada just beat Utah State. They're 7-1 to win this.
Yeah.
So that's definitely live tonight.
I'm glad that you brought up Oklahoma, Paul, because what do you make of that number tonight against Arkansas?
I bet Oklahoma.
Boy, that's a big number.
Yep, I think it's too high. Plus, they know if they win, they're in the tournament, I think.
Yeah.
It goes back to who wants this. So you updated Lenardi. First four out, Oklahoma. First team out. They win, they're in tonight. Auburn, season over, can't improve, bye-bye. New Mexico, and then San Diego. So the loser's out tonight, and the winner probably still has to win the conference tournament, but the winner of that game will have a case, depending on what goes on around the country. And then the last four in, VCU, Missouri, SMU, and Texas. But three of those teams are done, so can't improve.
Okay.
Yeah, so and you got everyone on the bubble. Season's over except Seton Hall. But Seton Hall's going to have to win not only tonight, but then beat UConn tomorrow. And they won't get an at-large. So that's where we're at with the bubble. Fall the Money brought to you by ProfitX. And March Madness can take you anywhere in the world. Their ProfitX tournament contest, King of March, free trips, and up to $10,000 up for grabs. $1,000 in volume puts you in for the $5,000 trip. $10,000 in volume puts you in for the $10,000 trip. Flights, hotels, wherever you want to go, covered. Keep winning in sets of 10 and keep earning entries. Download it now. Get ProfitX and use code VSINMM. Become the King of March. Great contest. ProfitX, code VSINMM.
Give you another one a little bit later on in the Big East. Georgetown was the real deal last night. They were clearly the better team compared to Villanova.
Yeah.
It's a big number they're catching tonight against UConn. Yep. That is currently sitting at 15.5 out there. Win-lose coming up next. Excruciating beats with the evening slate of games. Even this morning, Paulie's going to detail what happened coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, let me get your attention real quick, podcast listeners. It's March, which means the madness is officially upon us, and the folks at VSIN have gone crazy with this one. For $29.99, you get unlimited access to VSIN Pro through May 1st. I'm talking picks throughout the tournament, public betting data for every single game, sharp tools, projections, articles, and more. There's already a ton up on the site for Championship Week, which means every day you wait is an opportunity missed. Just click the link in the description to get started. It's March, baby. Now back to the show.
Win Some, Lose Some is sponsored by the Sharp Plays.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
I'm going to blow your mind in 3 minutes here because may you rest in peace. You know, Jim Irsay died. All his memorabilia went up for auction last night. It's incredible what he had and what the stuff went for.
No, that was in his trust, right?
Yeah.
Put it up for sale when I'm
dead.
He
was offered billions and was said no over and over again. Eight underdogs won outright in hockey. It was crazy. St. Louis plus 240. Capitals plus 175. Flyers plus 190. Blackhawks plus 185. Oilers do it again. Seven plus combined goals in a game, 14 of their last 15. Routed by the Stars. Charlotte 2-1 money line. Georgetown plus 250. Old Miss plus 230. BYU first half plus 250. Florida State, your big boy, 5-1. Almost won the game. No show by Duke.
Well, did you see the final shot, by the way?
Bad shot.
What are we doing here?
Back the basket. Don't settle.
Plenty of time.
Yep.
Get a foul, whatever. I mean, don't take a three-pointer down by one. You can knock off Duke.
Damn right. Not so Hammer Nation sent these to us on X. What a run this guy's on in video poker. Hanging out in Cleveland. Look at this. Dollar Ultimate X. Dealt aces and a kicker. Two of them are 10 times. That's $42,000. And then he came out he's here. He was at the win. Peekaboo. Look at the bottom. He held the queen 10 suited.
12 times.
And got the royale with cheese. That's $48,000. Held the queen 10 and it worked out. Oh my God, Hammer Nation.
I must have stared at those photos last night for 7 minutes combined.
I can't believe the queen 10 worked. And then he also got the
12 times, Paul.
To have it dealt. What a run we're on. The guy the other night at South Point dealt the Royal for $32,000. It's incredible. So Darren Revelle was there tweeting this. So a big win some is Christie's auction house and also memorabilia people and people who want to buy stuff. Jim Irsay paid $6 million for Kurt Cobain, Smells Like Teen Spirit guitar, David Gilmour, Pink Floyd, and the Grateful Dead guy. Why am I blank? Garcia.
Jerry Garcia.
They sold for $33 million. Gilmour, and it was funny timing, I was listening to Pink Floyd's greatest hits last night. Oh, what a catalog.
It's impossible because they don't have a set of greatest hits.
Gilmour's guitar went for $14 million. Cobain's went for $6 million. I think Garcia's went in the middle in there. But that was, it's incredible. He had Bob Dylan's handwritten lyrics for The Times They Are A-Changing, $2 million. He had Ringo Starr's drum kit from The Ed Sullivan Show, $2 million. He had Eric Clapton's guitar, $1.2 million. He had Paul McCartney's lyrics to Hey Jude, $1 million. He had Sylvester Stallone's plot of the
Rocky.
No, Rocky. And it was on a notebook, $500,000. And he had John Lennon's piano, where he composed Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, $3 million. This is just some of the stuff the guy had. And he had the King of the Road, Jack Kerouac, scroll. The scroll went for $12 million. Look at the stuff this guy had. And as the story would go, he would never lose in an auction. If he wanted the item, he would get it every time.
See, so
the collection this guy had.
And that's why you said that he was offered billions for his whole overall collection, and he said no. To him, it was worth more.
Yeah.
To him, this stuff was priceless.
That's right. That's what he said. I know.
You're surprised that Cobain's guitar went for less than
half? Yeah. That's an iconic guitar, and it's just, Smells Like Teen Spirit. While we think Nirvana was overrated, or maybe Cobain not a genius, right place, right time.
Have you said on the air what you said off the air to me with this?
I haven't seen the documentary.
Okay.
Let me watch the documentary first. Okay.
Because you like the tinfoil hat again.
Good. Lose some. Bucks Heat over. 229.5 up to 234.5. Typical BAM. Northwestern Purdue under. 145 down to 139. No good. Bad for the books. A plethora. Purdue 10.5 up to 13.5. 1 by 13. Clemson pick up to 2. Fell 1. Ole Miss under, 162 down to 155.5. TCU Kansas over, 141.5 up to 147. Akron under, 164 down to 158. UC Davis Cal State Fullerton under, 159 down to 155.5. BYU's playing some defense. They're not an easy out now. If they guard like they've been playing in the tournament, good job.
It just sucks that Saunders got hurt.
I know.
That team would have been a big threat.
Yeah. 152 down to 146. Tennessee Auburn under. 150.5 down to 143.5 ice cream. Fireworks in the NBA. It's my fault. That's Bulls. Bulls, Lakers over. 229.5 to 242. Flew over. Luka had 51, 10, and 9. Nuggets, Spurs over. 236 up to 242.5. Magic, Wizards over. 230 up to 237. Vicious beats. Purdue scored 2 points in the last 330. A 8-0 run by Northwestern to close the game. The layup late, it fell 13. TCU Kansas under 147.5, 14 points in the last 18 seconds. Clemson lane 1.5 or 2, up 15 with 3 minutes, somehow only won by a point. And it happened this morning, George Washington up 14 at the half. There was 6.5s available. They lost by 7. They fouled with 1 second left, down 5.
I did see some spots had 7.5.
Yes. Bruce Marshall had that, he mentioned too, but that would have been, oh God. Founded in 2011, Sharp Plays just completed another great run and a winning 2025 campaign, 15 straight years of winning. Documented, records and logs posted, sharpplays.com. When the Sharp Plays moves, books take notice, advanced AI tools, trusted insider intelligence, identifying price value before the numbers shift. Start winning with them at sharpplays.com. Give them a follow. Check them out. Subscribe. Respected, watched, and feared. Jeff and the Sharp Plays, number one, sharpplays.com.
I want to get your betting philosophy on that Clemson-North Carolina game. So if you like Clemson, now we talked to Matt Eumanns about this on the show yesterday. He did, but he missed that number. I think at some spots, North Carolina may have been favored for a minute, going back to the overnight number on that would have been Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So, but he said then he was going to maybe look for to get live betting with Clemson. I would say that if you miss Clemson, but you like them and a better number was available and it was still moving like to 1.5 or 2, I've been burned before. In fact, buying a point, I would just go money line.
Yeah,
wouldn't you at that point?
Who are you talking to? I say it all the time. Absolutely.
Well, we have a new audience all the time that might be tuning in for the first time ever today.
I know how you presented it. Sorry. Okay. By the way, here comes Wisconsin down four.
If you jinx it, I'm going to come across the table.
I say it all the time. You have to do it. If you want the favorite, go money line. If you want the dog, take the points.
Yeah.
You won't believe how many times it falls one or two.
Absolutely.
With those, and that crazy stuff happens. So don't get greedy. I see too many people making the case the other way. Oh, take the money line. Try to get that. No.
Yep.
Falls one, you got egg on your face.
I got the ultimate example. I brought it up before on this show. It goes all the way back to the 04 Final Four. I was in Vegas for a couple of years.
Yes, great story. Jimmy Nance.
Yep.
Hello, friends.
Had a really good March Madness, and I loved UConn against Duke. They were a 1.5-point favorite. I'm like, huh, they're going to win the game. I want to be careful here and not lay the 1.5. Let me buy it down to 1 and lay 20 cents, which is what I did. Emeka Okafor got into foul trouble right away. Duke had a huge lead. He comes back in, dominates down low. Long story short, UConn had a 4-point lead with like no time left. Chris Duhon from about 40 feet, double clutch off 1 foot, banks it in. UConn wins by 1. I push. I had a migraine going through that game.
Tough. Okafor, not the best on the Mountain West coverage in the CBS Sports Line halftime crew. Couldn't ad lib a fart if he ate a can of baked beans.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's a little rough. But it could be worse. They asked Pete Gillen who he picked, who he liked in the Colorado State-San Diego State game. He says, I like Utah State.
Oh, good. That's nice. That's a fun one.
What are you talking about, Pete? Come on, kid. Down to two. Here come the Badgers. Let's go. Alligator blood.
Live number here, Illinois, 4.5. 64-60 now, Illinois with a basket. Total 155.5. That's pretty bad. I think that number actually ticked up before the game started, so it opened around that number.
Talk to me, kid.
Dayton 3. They lead by 3 with about 51 seconds left.
God. What does UMass have left in the tank after the big win? Emotional win over Miami of Ohio. Toledo 2.5 coming up in the MAC semis. And I bet Kent State that's too many points, and I know I love this Akron team.
Mm-hmm.
That's just too many points. And I know they blast them in both meetings, but wow. 7.5? That's a 2 against a 3. Kent State's good. That's too many points. And let me get this in. This is from Evan Abrams. This comes up at 4:30, or at the Pacific. St. Joe's plays Davidson. What a game that was. Davidson survived in overtime. I thought the kid was going to lay it in to put it on 7. St. Joe's, in A-10 league games this year, 17-0-1 ATS first half. Are you kidding? How under the radar is that?
Say that again.
17-0-1 ATS first half this year. St. Joe's in conference games. Evan Abrams had it. They're laying 2.5 for the game against Davidson tonight. That's the 3-6 matchup in a quarters.
You really want to be pissed off at our buddy Point Shaver?
What's going on?
He gave me one that'll... Our buddy Tony only does like halves or quarter betting, first half, second halves, derivatives.
0 UC San Diego.
San Diego finished the season 22-0 under first half in conference play.
Get out. I haven't seen that anywhere. He's the only guy who has that?
Only guy I've seen.
You can't be like, oh my God, that's crazy. Oh.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Follow the Money is brought to you by PropitX, and right now you can compete to become the King of March and win free trips up to $10,000. Download the PropitX app and use the code VSEN MM. Strong half an hour coming up right now. Hold your tongue. Richie Bacciolari. Hold on. Hey, hold your tongue. Richie Bacciolari, longtime Vegas odds maker with us now.
I'll put you in a rear naked choke right now, old man. That toothpick will be...
You're going to swallow that toothpick.
I should wear my Zeppelin shirt.
Okay, so we're going to coming up at about 15, we're going to get numbers, projected matchups, or number of games that are already set for tomorrow from you. Let's go over some of these games that we have tonight.
Okay. There's no game set for tomorrow yet, I don't think.
I think we'll go over some projected numbers. Okay.
Is that on Cornell's home floor?
It is.
Why is that?
I don't know. They probably rotate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Has it changed things for you?
I gave him 1.5.
Okay.
Yeah. I gave him a point. I could take 5 with the homer.
Okay. Let's establish this first. At this time of year, you've told us this before. If a game is off by 2 points, automatic play for you?
Yeah, but I barely find games 2 points off this time. this time of year.
So if it's a point off, you're going to fire?
Then I'm like you guys. I'm a degenerate. You know, I got to bet. Mm-hmm. I got to gamble. I got the urge to gamble, so I play something. But mm-hmm. it's not recommended. I mean, these numbers are rock solid.
Sure.
Better to be a bookmaker today than a better. Except with the GW game coming seven in overtime. God. That's got to be painful.
Yes. They fouled
that's
one
painful.
Second left.
I blocked all those out when I was booking. I don't remember none of those middles.
Yeah. Terrible.
But that's bad.
Yeah. How about the Clemson? How about the Clemson landing spot?
Do you have anything in pocket for games going on as we speak?
I do. I'm sweating out the doggy here with whiskey.
Same here.
And I'm against Tulsa. I took the 9. I couldn't pass that up. Was it North Texas, I think?
Oh, wow. You're up 16.
Yeah. No, I know. I very rarely get these, but I need whiskey to make it count. You got to hit them both.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's two units.
Damn right. Damn right. Two units. You
it's
got
brutal.
It.
Brutal.
Dayton, you hung on and won. What do you make Dayton, St. Louis tomorrow?
What'd they win by? And I'll tell you.
It was tight the entire time there in the second half.
Yeah, well, I laid 6 there, so that's I kind of figured I was going to lose, but I had a later 6. Bonnie's effort yesterday. I've been doing some coming back against teams that played well yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the matchup? Dayton,
St. Louis.
Dayton, St. Louis. Giving a 5 spot. St. Louis.
Too high.
That high, huh?
I like Dayton.
Well,
okay.
You know, how much you want?
Got that.
Windows open.
I'm going to
write it down. Friendly bet.
There you go. How much have you downgraded St. Louis in, recent weeks?
A little bit. You know what? I do need to look at a V. I saw he was in the game, and I saw he only played 12 minutes a couple of nights ago, and I read he had the plant or whatever it's called in the foot, the plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, you're close.
Whatever
I think
it
that's
is.
It, huh?
Yeah.
I got to take a look at him, but I'd go 5 on that game.
Let's do it.
What was your question?
No, I think you answered it just now.
No, your level of concern, though. I mean, they were off to a house of fire, and they're limping into the finish line.
Well, there's been a couple of teams, as we've seen coming into the conference tournaments, that they had such great years, their ratings get so high. But once you get the conference tournament time, you really got to think about bringing them a little bit back down to earth. The VCU, as much as I like VCU, they're kind of falling to that pattern. They went into a nice run. Rating gets increased. Numbers get a little higher, but now they got their game tonight. And the 9 turned into an 8. So same thing. They bet against that. You know, they bet on that play.
Duke's first game since we learned of the injuries last night. Lucky to survive Florida State.
Seminoles like stealing last night.
It was.
I mean, that's a tap-out game. You look back on it, I know it's easy. But, boy, I took 18. I took 17.5. And I wish I bet all my money and yours, too, on it plus 17. Tonight's a little different.
Are you doing the same thing tonight?
I'm going to play the dog, but I'd rather get more points. I mean, the coach, the Clemson guy, the coach is great.
Uh-huh.
They said that the Shire, what's the Duke's coach name?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Whatever his name is. He kind of went in with the, I'm not looking to win this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of came out and said, I got to get healthy for the big one. They lose the big kid. The problem is the Clemson lost their big kid.
Mm-hmm.
The kid from Utah State or Utah Valley, good kid. Last time he was out, they lose at home, I think, to Florida State. I'm going to probably go in on something if I can grab 11. And if I'm going to grab 10.5, I'm going to bet with Paulie's money.
Okay.
I'm
willing to bet that you like Seton Hall on the points tonight.
Seton Hall against the Johnnies.
Yeah. Am I right?
I lean that way.
Okay.
I think I made it like 7.5, and I think it's like 8. So I'm not really getting the number that I want. But I think both the you know, I'm looking at the angle on the East tournament, and, you know, Connecticut lost last year in their second game in the tournament to Creighton. So tonight's a little different. They had the cupcake game last night. Now tonight, does he show up or does he practice the same philosophy? Just get ready for the tournament. The Big East doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at both dogs in the Big East tonight, thinking that maybe you get a little they're coming back down, taking it easy, not putting the full effort in.
Yeah, I wanted to follow that one up with Georgetown looked like the real deal last night. They were clearly the better side.
Well, after 0-7, coming into a 3-0 now, they went 3 in a row. They've been, you know, the Lewis kid was out. He's some kind of stud, I think. I don't know too much about him. He's like 15-5 on the year. They went definitely got worse. But now, all of a sudden, you get accustomed playing without the guy. They beat Nova last night, and you got to take the points tonight.
You buying into this revenge angle with Iowa State? How about Arizona at this price?
Oh,
or is it the same line of thinking? I got the one seed in my hip pocket. I just get out of town?
Yeah, I would think so. The problem is the number just seems so low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm on Arizona. It's a sucker side. There's no doubt it's a square side, but, you know, they've just played. They were up 20. They beat them by, you know, they won by 15, but they were up 20-21. It was comfortable.
Right.
Iowa State kind of falls into that same, you know, they had the beginning on like 20-2, and then they start coming back down to earth, and they finish the season off 5-4. I think away from home, they're only 5-5. I don't know. They just look too powerful to me, Arizona. They look like just a real top-tier team, and I'm on the favorite. I laid 3, like minus 18 or something. And, yeah, that's, you know, go ahead, rip me for being on the square side.
You're great.
Go ahead, rip me.
The circus.
Yeah, I know you want to.
I think it's a sucker benefit.
I don't have a problem.
You like Tool over Metallica now.
No, I do not.
Look, if
you dismiss Tool.
If Jesus. If Arizona's like 5.5 or 6.5 in this game, I'd say that's a sucker side. 3.5?
Well, I don't know. Who do you like?
I like Arizona.
Okay, then we're both on the square side.
You go. Nothing wrong with that.
I don't care. It's Arizona.
Okay. Let me, we're tied here. Bucky in Illinois, we're tied at 74. Let me go tinfoil hat guy. I'm trying to channel my inner Alan Boston in the Mountain West. Utah State and San Diego State both play tonight in the semis, not head-to-head, but they both are leaving the conference going to the Pac-12.
They are?
Yeah. Will they get they're not going to get a nice whistle tonight, are they?
They're both leaving?
They're both leaving.
I don't know. I don't have much of an opinion on the game. I made it 1.5.
I trust the
San
Aztecs.
Diego State against New Mexico.
Yeah. Split.
Yeah. Utah State.
Played. Reno got him.
Yeah, I know. And I kind of lean Utah State. Once again, another favorite. It's very unusual for me to like these favorites. And I can't understand why I'm so high on these favorites. And I'm on, Arizona, I made 6. You know, Utah State, 7.5, 8. So I'm on Utah State. I'm looking at them. The Rebel game, you know, Rebels gave them the beat that 2 games. They beat them last night. Figured for Utah State to come back, and I think they turn around again and play well.
Okay, what does Oklahoma and Ole Miss and Georgetown have left in the tank?
Oklahoma's got, you know, they win.
They're in.
Will they win tonight?
Yeah.
Nah, they're like 7-11 in the conference.
They got in at 6-12 last year.
I don't think they get in. They don't have the conference record for it. I don't think you can get in with 8-11 or 7-11 in the conference.
You just told
the
6-12
last year.
6-12
last year. Two teams.
Oklahoma and Texas.
Oklahoma was one of them.
Wow. They got in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they can, but I don't know. Maybe their record's, you know, not indicative of what they are. They're definitely playing really good. And I had them yesterday. I had them yesterday, went up 20.
Easy.
I mean, that never happens. Look, against Tulsa, they up 20.
Yeah. It's your time.
Who else you say? Mississippi?
Yeah.
No, they're in the toilet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Georgetown, I think they could do it again as well. Okay.
Well, so, by the way, the Oklahoma number's coming down. It was going towards 8 earlier today, and now it's down to 6 here at Circa, 6.5 other spots.
Wow.
Did you do anything with this Houston-Kansas game in the Big 12?
Houston and Kansas, let me see.
Right around 6 there for the Cougs.
Got to find the game, man. Give me a second. Oh, baby. I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Nothing. Made the game 6.
Okay.
Did nothing with it. I'm not sold on Kansas, you know, and that Peterson kid. You never know. Yep. That his name Peterson, the kid that takes himself out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sold on it.
Okay.
So, nothing there.
He gave himself the nickname Bucket Jones.
You know
that, right?
No.
Who
is he?
That's Darren Peterson. He gave himself the nickname Bucket Jones.
Really?
I think that should make your level of respect for him go up. I mean, I'm not for giving yourself a nickname, but Bucket Jones? No, that's elite.
No, thank you. He belongs in the NBA. Stick him there.
Oh, no. Oh, that's boy. A fine. That is a fine. What do you got, 2 phones?
I don't know, 2 or 3.
You have an H 2? On the side? What do you
have? You know, you never know when someone wants to.
More of Richie Bacciolari coming up next. We'll get his numbers for some of the Saturday's games. Projections coming up. What does he make a possible Big East title game featuring St. John's and UConn at the Garden? We'll ask him coming up next.
Follow the Money on VSEN.
Big Ten Tournament, Illinois, 78, Wisconsin 76. The Badgers go to the free throw line. John Blackwell, 27 points today, 85% from the line, 52 seconds left, and he buries the first one. We're holding 8.5. Is that what you have as we continue here with Richie Bacciolari, longtime Vegas odds maker? You got nine. Better number. I have
good
8.5.
Top number.
You're better than I am. Of course.
Job, Rich.
Well, you got to get the best of it. No, well, you got to get the best of it.
By the way, I saw 9.5 out there this morning. So
I didn't get the best of it then.
You got the answers of the test. Good job, Richie.
If St. John's and UConn both win tonight, those two teams will meet tomorrow night at the Garden in the Big East championship game. What do you make that number?
UConn 3. UConn 3 seems pretty solid to me.
Okay. I mean, they blew them out the second time.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, they missed like 33s and scored 40 points.
Yep. How do you factor in that sort of a home court where the Johnnies, I mean, people in the city obviously are going to go crazy for that team, but UConn, their fans are going to be there as well.
Zero,
okay.
Yeah, no home court though. That's neutral, split crowd. Yep. Fantastic game Saturday night at the Garden. I think they every year, right? They play the Big East Saturday night. It'd be a great game. I mean, I think St. John's is one of those second-tier teams. I don't know what they come in as, a 3, 4, whatever.
Yeah.
Should be a great game. I don't know. I wouldn't do anything with it around 3.
But
if you want to give me 5,
yeah,
I'll take 5 right now.
I'd take 5 with the Johnnies.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, the Badgers settled for about a 30-foot three-pointer in the half-court offense at the gun, and they missed it, of course, so we're going to go to overtime. You know the saying, Richie, having a dog in overtime. What would you make right now? Vandy and Tennessee are playing in the first half. What would you make the winner of this game against Florida?
Let's see here. Tennessee and Florida playing down. Oh, at Nashville, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, that's something, a little bit of a travel. Make Florida 6.5, maybe 6.
Where they are right now in your power ratings?
Well, Florida is one of the top 4 teams for me. Tennessee, I think, is underachieved. The game against, I had them favored against Vanderbilt today, and it moved that direction. But they're also their second tier. They're right there. But I don't know, maybe 6. 6 might even be a little high. You know,
if Illinois wins this game against Wisconsin right now in overtime, what do you make Michigan-Illinois tomorrow?
Michigan and Illinois? Yeah, in Chicago. Michigan 4. 4.
They just went to Illinois and beat them, and they were clearly the better side.
Yeah, I know, but
different. And the number was not close to 4.
Different.
St. Louis is 4.5 against Dayton at DK. Also, UMBC is 2.5 at home tomorrow against Vermont. America East title game. You make it 3, though.
Make the game 3, but we talked that, you know, Vermont's kind of a step or 2 down from previous power teams in the AE. And the other side's way up. I'd lay 2 with Maryland. I think what happens is you see that game come down a little bit, and then tomorrow morning it's probably the 8 a.m. start Pacific. Boom, goes back up Maryland. Mm-hmm. That's the way I see that.
The other thing, too, is how strong these one seeds are and how high their power rating is. Mm-hmm. Central Florida is a tournament team, and Arizona was 17 on a neutral. What Duke was laying against Florida. Ohio State's a tournament team. Michigan's laying 14 on a neutral. So I was looking at the bracket about what these second-round matchups could be. What's what's Michigan-Utah State in a 1-8-1-9 game?
Yeah.
How big is that?
Well, you're hitting on one team that just had a fantastic year in Utah State. I'd probably say Michigan would be about 11 neutral. 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Georgia-Arizona?
Well, a little higher, probably about 12.5, 13.
Oh, my God. Wow,
these are big.
Yeah, well, there's a 3 or 4 point drop-off between the top 4 teams, depending on where you put Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
But there's a 3 or 4 points head start that they got on every other team. That makes all those second-tier teams, you know, 6s and 7s in their matchups.
I'll give you another one, too. With a lot of these one seeds losing in the mid-major tournaments, and you're getting these lower-seeded teams that are possibly going to be in the big dance. And they're going to be a 14 or a 15 seed. We are going to be looking at sky high numbers this year for the big, like the ones, but the ones have been, you know, compared to like 25 years ago, not as high. Typically, I think we're going to go back up with the one seeds and probably the 2 seeds and maybe the 3 and the 4s this year.
Yeah, it's a good point. Years ago, the 1 and 16s would be in the low 30s, 34, 33. And then through time, it's come down to 27, 25. And I've seen ones as low as like 17, 18.
Yeah.
You might see that increase again. And it just means if you want to bet the favorite, bet it early, bet it quick. Numbers are going to probably go up. But you know who's going to be on the dogs in these games? You got to. They're not going to go all in. It's a motivation. The dogs got all the motivation. They want to get on the court.
Yeah.
Give me the puppies plus the points. But if you're going to bet the dogs, just wait till close to the game time. You get top number.
Yeah.
As long as they don't jump in and start taking these dogs early, I doubt they will.
Right. I would look at 30-plus with these dogs this year in the 116 matchups.
No. I'll take 30 with all 16s right now.
All
with
the dogs,
four.
Yeah.
We'll go four against four, whatever you want. Nickel a game.
I don't want the favorites.
Oh, you want the dogs?
I would look at the dogs only.
Oh,
yeah, this year.
Yeah,
I think it's
right.
Going to be sky high. But again, like they could be cruising by 35 with 4 minutes to go, and what do they care at that point?
Give me the puppies.
What'd you do with the Big West and the Wickety Wickety Whack tonight?
Big West, not much. Last night, I got my brains beat in on the Cal Davis game.
Yeah, they were popular.
They took Fullerton this morning, 6.5 and 4.5. When I get home tonight, I might jump in on Hawaii if it's 4. I don't know what the number is now, but I think I'd lay 4 in Hawaii.
How about the move on Utah Valley?
Utah,
6-9.
Yeah, well, they beat them 3 times this year. I mean, that's pretty good.
They wired the money in.
It was one game, one of the WAC games yesterday. They ended up going 4-0. So I could lay the 6, but 9 is just a pass.
Hawaii's back to 5.5.
Oh, it's back to five and a half.
Yep.
Well, then I don't wake up to a loser. That's all that's doing.
Okay. Run this Ursay stuff by him. He's a big music guy. We're talking to Richie Bacciolari, longtime Vegas odds maker.
Let's pretend you're a billionaire. Mm. What would you want Cobain's guitar? David Gilmour's guitar, Jerry Garcia's guitar.
Give me Gilmour's.
How much?
Black on black Strat.
That's it. That's what it was.
Yeah, it's a black on black.
Did you see what it went for?
I'm guessing $4 million.
$14 million.
Ursay
had all these.
Yeah.
Paid 6.
Yeah.
They went for 33.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't get to take it with them, though, did he?
Yeah. Oh, take it with you.
I would take the Gilmour guitar. I mean, he made some magic on Dark Side.
Absolutely.
With the black on black Strat.
God. What an album, huh?
Yuck.
Yeah,
what
fantastic.
He doesn't like Pink Floyd.
Terrible.
Believe this guy?
Well, it's because he probably started at the Wall era and moved forward. The way to listen to Floyd is you got to get into the early stuff, the late 60s, early 70s, with the other guy, the crazy guy.
Yeah.
And then you got to work your way into what they did, the Dark Side. And then you get the 4 greatest albums of all time consecutive. You know, you got Dark Side, you got the Wish You Were Here album, you got the Animals album.
There you go.
And then, of course, you finish with The Wall. You don't start with The Wall with Floyd.
This is blasphemy. That's what's going on our show right now.
That's your mistake.
So you told us before that you would wake up, you might still do this, wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, make your numbers and listen to music. You power rate Pink Floyd number one over Zeppelin?
No,
there's no band in the history of music better than the Beatles. Okay, but it stands to the side. After that, you know, Floyd was just a fantastic group. I mean, like I said, 4 of the greatest consecutive albums.
What would you pay to see your favorite band of all time at the Sphere out here in Las Vegas? Because Metallica tickets, 500. The queue was 500,000 people waiting at one time to get tickets.
I heard that. I think if Gilmour and Waters shook hands, I would probably pay top dollar for that.
Sure.
And then of
course, you'd pay 10, 15, 20,000 for that if you had to?
Well, no, I'd look for a comp. I'd look to see if I can get a comp somewhere.
Someone you know with a suite.
And Page and Plant, I know they got some illnesses and everything else. But boy, if you had a chance to see Page and Plant there, I would also take that shot. I mean, both those guys, they could make $1 billion or $500 million in, you know, 10 shows over a month. But it's going a different direction.
Are you like Boston? He doesn't like the Eagles?
That's correct.
You and the dude,
Very, very, very soft band.
I'm like, all right.
I don't disagree.
You want something good?
Here you go.
We got Burton Cummins, and you got Randy Bachman coming to town. To guess who? Sometime in the summer.
Thanks, Richie.
And Stone Temple Pilots down near him. Let's not forget that.
I'll go to that with you.
I already got my tickets.
Oh, you did?
Underrated band.
I'm third row in front of DeLeo, and I can't wait.
All right. Good band. Follow the Money brought to you by ProfitX. Forget the bracket. ProfitX taking March Madness to a whole new level with King of March. 10 pregame spreads or totals across the 67 tournament games. Hit your volume goal. You're entered to win a free trip of your choice. Download ProfitX. Create your account. Use promo code VSANMM. Win 10. Hit the volume. Earn your shot only on ProfitX. Every additional 10 wins earns you another entry. ProfitX. code VSNMM.
Richard, you're going to have to make me a Michigan-Wisconsin number as well. Maybe, just in case, because Wisconsin is now out to a 4-point lead in overtime with a 119 to go. We'll update that game coming up. Also, tonight's card, one team fits a trend that has hit 73% of the time since 2017. Find out which team that is coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.